الرحمن الرحيم باب في الاستقامة. قال تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاستقم كما أمرت. This is the eighth chapter of the kitab and it is with regard to istiqamat. Istiqamat, to remain steadfast, to be regular, to be functional. And this is that every command of Allah Ta'ala we fulfill it properly. Towards the old age of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a sahabi told him with passion and feeling for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that old age has come to you, your hair is becoming white. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it is not because of old age, but it is because of this ayat of the Quran Sharif in Surah Hud, where in which Allah says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, remain firm, steadfast, as you have been commanded. Not loosely, not as you feel, but as Allah has commanded you, to be firm on deen. This is to at all times. When a person is happy, then also to fulfill the commands of Allah. When a person is sad, then also. When a person, good conditions are there, then also. And when difficult conditions come, then also. At all times, the foremost thing in a person's mind must be the command of Allah Ta'ala. When we are happy with our wives, we treat them nicely, that also the command of Allah. Don't also at that time do wrong things. And when to satisfy them, buy things for them, and buy the wrong things. And when we are cross with them, then also the command of Allah must be first. Don't abuse them, whether it is physically, whether it is mentally, or in any way. At all times Allah's command must be there. So this is not an easy thing, and this is what we are all commanded. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ. And those people who have made tawbah with you, that is the believers, this is a command for them also. So this is a thing that a person must strive for and work to bring istiqamat in his life. Steadfastness, punctuality, regularity. Not like, for example, in Ramzan, we were very good Muslims. Now out of Ramzan, we turn a different leaf, and we turn and we go in a different direction. No, at all times. Now when we are in the masjid, we are very obedient to Allah. And when we go out, we go home, for example, we start fighting with the family, for example. Or we start going on our phones, and we go on wrong things. No, istiqamat is all the time. Not that we are like a chameleon. When we are in one environment, we are in there of that type. When we are in a different environment, we are of that type. And then further after this ayat, further in the ayat, Allah says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَدْغَوْا. And do not cross the limits, do not cross the boundaries. In your happiness also, don't cross the boundaries. When you are in sad, then also, don't go into such a state of depression. And when you are in good conditions, when money is coming in nicely, don't waste it. Also keep it under control. When you are short of money, then also don't think of any wrong things. At all times, you must be full. Don't cross the limits and the boundaries which Allah Ta'ala has said. Then in front Allah says, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And do not incline a little bit from your heart also. Not even a little bit towards the wrongdoers. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that a person's goodness and success, Allah Ta'ala has kept in these two laws, the two negative things. لا تدخو, don't go beyond the limits which Allah has said. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا, and don't incline towards the wrongdoers. If a person maintains that, then he will be able to have istiqamat in his life. And istiqamat, steadfastness, as we will understand, like for example, every day we have our breakfast, we have our lunch, supper without fail. So our bodies function also accordingly. But if we sometimes we eat, and we eat a lot, then also our body is not going to function well. Sometimes we don't eat at all. and we still just go like on a hunger strike, then also our body is not going to function. So our ruh, our spirit, our ruh, it also needs to be fed all the time, regularly, with the food. Not some days, today is Jummah, we are very particular, we will be there for Jummah namaz. Tomorrow, Zohar, then we are not there. That should not be the case. Or on a Jummah, Asr time, we are not there. Sunday, Fajr, we are not there. We have to have istiqamah. But all our namazes, all the time we should be there. Not sometimes rushing through our namazes. And sometimes we are sitting the whole day in the masjid. No, istiqamah regularly with everything. That is what is required from us. So this is a great command also of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that we remain firm. And when a person remains firm like this, then people will have objections also. You are too hard, you are too strict also. But we have to be strict on the commands of Allah Ta'ala. This is what we have been commanded to do. And Allah loves that person who is strict and firm on the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. So much so that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Baitul Muqaddas was conquered, that time also he said that we are a people, a'azzanallahu bil Islam, that Allah gave us our honor in Islam. And if we will seek our honor in anything else, he did not waver one bit whatsoever. And he remained firm. The Sahaba, a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that أَتْرُكُ السُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَا أُولَيْ الْهُمَقَى, I'm not prepared to leave one sunnah of my Nabi for these stupid idiots of this dunya. So like that, istiqamah is required. أَضُّ عَلَيْهَا مِن نَوَاجِز, hold firm onto deen with your molars, the teeth at the back. There's, when you want to hold something, then you don't hold it just with your front teeth, you hold firmly onto it with your back teeth. So much we are commanded to be strict and firm on deen. So this is a great commandment and a requirement. Today, unfortunately, when we are seeing things from a dunya's point of view, and we want to please people, then we give up our deen at every nook and corner. Make this one happy, make that one happy, and we forget we have to make Allah happy. This one and that one doesn't give me my rosy. He doesn't give me my clothes. He doesn't give anything. Allah is the one who gives everything, and we are prepared to forego the commandments of Allah. When it comes to our dressing, when it comes to our almost anything, the schooling of our children, then we see what people will say, and we have to make people happy, and we forget that we have to make Allah happy. We have to fulfill His commandment. The most successful way of life is the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We forget that, and we want to live the lives of the animals who are in the zoos of this dunya, and we want to follow in their way. So istiqamah is a great thing that is required from us, and we should try and maintain it all the time. Our moods and our temperaments also. Excuses will not help us that I'm very temperamental. I get very quickly cross. That is no excuse whatsoever. Allah's command, and because we can do it, that's why Allah commanded us that we should not be temperamental. We should not be getting cross and angry on every small thing. We must be able to maintain ourselves, maintain proper relationship with our families, with the people we come in contact with. And we should be always keeping Allah's commandment and have the best of akhlaq. And the most important place to show our akhlaq, our good character, is with our wives. Not that we treat them like some prisoners, or we treat them like some animals. We don't care at all about them. And with other people, we are smiling and laughing, and we are there very good. No, with everyone, our children, our families, with everyone, this command of istiqamah and being regular and being firm and pabund and regular is a great command of Allah, and the rewards also are accordingly very very great. And if we become deficient in them, as the ayat shows us, then a person goes even out of the fold of Islam. If he doesn't keep Allah's command steadily, slowly, slowly, gradually, it will lead him even out of the fold of Islam. Therefore, we have to hold very firmly onto the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Like the cow that grazes on the border, it's very likely that it's going to cross the border and go and graze in the neighbor's farm also. And the cow that grazes right in the middle of the land, that cow is safe. So we also, if we go to the borders, then we will go over the limits also. So stay within, far inside your borders. Then you will be very safe. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.